I turned off the forest path onto a foot trail at a tree whose trunk had been carved with a pentacle. The trees turned into evergreens and crowded close to the trail. Things moved out of sight among the trees, making small scuttling noises, and I could barely hear high-pitched whispers and sibilant voices coming from the forest around me. Creepy, but par for the course. The path led up to a clearing in the woods. Centered in the clearing was a mound of earth about a dozen yards across and almost as high, thick with stones and vines. Massive slabs of rock formed the posts and lintel of a black doorway. A lone figure in a gray cloak stood beside the doorway, a lean and fit-looking young man with cheekbones sharp enough to slice bread and eyes of cobalt blue. Beneath the gray cloak, he wore an expensive dark blue cashmere suit with a cream-colored shirt and a metallic copper-colored tie. A black bowler topped off the ensemble, and instead of a staff or a blasting rod, he bore a silver-headed walking cane in his right hand. He was also holding the cane at full extension, pointed directly at me with narrowed, serious eyes as I came down the trail. I stopped and waved a hand. "Easy there, Steed." The young man lowered the cane, and his face blossomed into a smile that made him look maybe 10 years younger. "Ah," he said, "not too obvious a look, one hopes." "It's a classic," I said. "How you doing, Chandler?"
"I am freezing off my well-tailored ass," Chandler said cheerily, in an elegant accent straight from Oxford. "But I endure, thanks to excellent breeding, a background in preparatory academics, and metric tons of British fortitude." Those intense blue eyes took a second look at me, and though his expression never changed, his voice gained a touch of concern. "How are you, Harry?"
"Been a long night," I said, walking forward. "Aren't there supposed to be 5 of you watching the door?"
"5 of me guarding the door? Are you mad? The sheer power of the concentrated fashion sense would obliterate visitors on sight."
I burst out in a short laugh.
"You must use your powers only for good."
"Precisely, and I shall." He tilted his head thoughtfully. "I can't remember the last time I saw you here." "I only visited once," I said, "and that was a few years ago, right after they drafted me." Chandler nodded soberly.
"What brings you out of Chicago?"
"I heard about Morgan." The young warden's expression darkened.
"Yes," he said quietly. "It's hard to believe.
You're here to help find him."
"I've found murderers before," I said. "I figure I can do it again."
I paused. For whatever reason, Chandler was almost always to be found working near the senior counsel. If anyone would know the scuttlebutt, he would.
"Who do you think I should talk to about it?"
"Wizard Liberty is coordinating the search," he replied. "Wizard Listens to Wind is investigating the scene of the murder. Ancient Mai is getting the word out to the rest of the council to convene an emergency session."
I nodded. "What about Wizard McCoy?"
"Standing by with the strike team when last I heard," Chandler replied. "He's one of the few who can reasonably expect to overpower Morgan."
"Yeah," I said. "Morgan's a pain in the ass, all right." I shivered and stamped my feet against the cold.
"I've got some information they're going to want. Where do I find them?"
Chandler considered. "Ancient Mai should be in the Crystalline Hall. Wizard Liberty is in the offices. Wizard McCoy should be somewhere near the war room, and Wizard Listens to Wind and the Merlin are in Lafortier's chambers."
"How about the gatekeeper?" I asked.
Chandler shrugged.
"Gatekeeping, I dare say. The only wizard I see less frequently than he is you."
I nodded.
"Thanks, Chandler."
I faced him soberly and put a formal solemnity in my voice as I adhered to security protocols more than 5 centuries old.
"I seek entry to the hidden halls, O Warden. May I pass?"
He eyed me for a moment and gave me a slow, regal nod, his eyes twinkling.
"Be welcome to the seat of the White Council. Enter in peace and depart in peace."
I nodded to him and walked forward through the archway.
I'd come in peace, sure, but if the killer was around and caught on to what I was doing, I wouldn't depart in peace. Just pieces.